Alone in her room, munching on a pawpaw fruit, Vestara sensed that something had happened between Luke and Ben. She couldn't tell what exactly. Ben had been upset, but not with her when he had knocked on the door earlier, bringing a few pieces of the fruit as a peace offering.
"Dad and I are heading out for a bit," he said.
"Oh, I thought he disliked this planet," she said,
realizing almost immediately how disingenuous it sounded.
"Yeah, me too. But you know how it goes. Parents."
He gave her a grin that did not reach his eyes.
"Don't know how long we'll be gone, but I brought you this in case you got hungry."
She let her face fall, slightly.
"I see. Thank you."
Ben looked uncomfortable and gave her a shrug. She smiled at him.
"It's okay, Ben. My father would have done the same."
"Funny how different but similar they are."
"Agreed."
They looked at each other, awkwardly for a moment. Then Ben flashed her another quick smile and closed the door. She heard the slight hum as it again locked into place. She was hungry and was glad of at least something to eat while she focused in on the Skywalkers. She did not know the particulars, but she supposed she did not have to. Luke was uncomfortable with Ben's attraction to her. Ben was upset at being lectured. Vestara felt certain that if he knew just how guarded Ben was being, he would not worry nearly so much. He did like her, and as she had confided to her father, she liked Ben as well. It certainly made her job easy, although it added an element of disquietude that was unexpected. Earlier that day, after they had spoken to Kelcad about the Klaatuanian history of slavery, she and Ben had been perilously close to an argument about ideals, something she had tried assiduously to avoid. Ben was good-natured and forgiving, but he was also intelligent. He would not be an easy convert, if indeed he could be persuaded to walk the dark path at all. And if she ever allowed him a moment to think, really think, about just how different they were, she would lose this battle. She'd acted fast, letting herself choke on the piece of pawpaw fruit, knowing that she could remove the blockage instantly using the Force. The danger had been real. A non-Force user would have died. It had to be real, for Ben would have sensed an act. The incident had completely distracted him, and greater distraction came shortly thereafter in the form of a mad Force user heading for the fountain. She and Ben had worked remarkably well as a team, and as she recalled the event, Vestara smiled slightly. Even sitting in the unpleasant old cell had been entertaining and informative. In order to get the jokes, Vestara had to ask what many apparently common things were, perhaps because she had asked out of a genuine desire to know so she could appreciate the humor. Ben had been readily forthcoming with explanations, and so Vestara had learned much. And now Luke was reining his son in, urging caution. She felt Ben departing the ship, and unease flickered in her chest. She attempted to distract herself by playing a holographic game, but the sensation continued. An hour or so later, she felt Ben return. Almost at once, there was a knock on her door.
"Yes, Ben?"
She made no attempt to hide that she knew it was him. He was very well trained in the Force. He knew she could sense him. The door slid open. He was still upset, but this time it was cold, not hot. And his anger was not directed at Luke, but at her. She had been lying on the bed, but now she sat up, peering at him.
"Dad is sending a message out now to the flotilla," he said in clipped tones. "We're going to be leaving soon."
"Oh? Has your friend Lando arrived?"
"Not yet. Dad wants to go anyway. He says that Lando can meet us there whenever he can make it."
"I thought the whole point of getting the Rockhound was to help navigate the Maw,"
Vestara said, frowning a little.
"Yeah, well, I don't know. Dad's getting antsy. And so am I. I'm ready to be done with this. Thought I'd let you know."
The door closed. Vestara's stomach clenched. Something had gone very wrong. Whatever Luke had convinced Ben of, it had taken deep root. She was going to have to work very hard to even recover the ground she had lost. She tried to convince herself that the tension and unhappiness she was feeling was unease at how her father would react. But she knew that was only part of it. She had enjoyed being friends with Ben, and now that had gone away. It might come. No. She was Sith. She was cunning and strong-willed. It would come back. But the coldness with which he regarded her troubled her more than she would ever have expected.
"Why weren't you just born Sith, Ben?"
she said softly, and laid her flushed face against the cool softness of the pillow.